Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
Was it time of coming and going? Time of wanting but not really knowing. We took the boat out of the water. Already missing my son and missing my daughter. White clouds rolling in.
Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. This is my last show of this year, since tomorrow's next year. So, let's get moving, get rocking. First, I got three bands who are playing tonight for New Year's Eve at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville. First is the Billy Connors Project with Knockdown Day from the second self-titled EP that came out earlier this year. Be back with you in a second. Little technical issues again. What is going on here? Oh my goodness. Here we go again, huh? Let's see now. Bear with me here while I get this for you. Oh boy. Why is this doing this? Let's see now. I'll find this for you, okay? Let me see. Excuse me. I am working on getting you some music in a minute. I don't know why this is giving me trouble, but it is. Okay, here we go. This is what I had for you. All right. The Billy Connors Project with Knockdown Day.
Round is a knockdown. The next round is for me. Spent my life running around, women, guns, and booze. Judgment Day's coming round, what is left to lose? Sure, I'm done. Oh, Lord, save my soul.
All right, that was three local bands who are going to be playing for New Year's Eve tonight at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville. First was the Billy Connors Project with Knockdown Day from their self-titled EP, came out earlier this year. Then you heard Hambone Skinny with Judgment Day from their new self-titled EP. And Stop Calling Me Frank with My Baby is an Axe Murderer from the state of Wisconsin from their new album Spider in My Beer and other songs. So you can catch those three bands tonight at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville. I have more local bands with shows coming up soon. First, singer-songwriter Abby Barrett with Take It in Stride from her 2016 album That Shame. And Abby Barrett will be playing a New Year's Eve show tonight at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge, Mass.
Full is hard. Rockstar life.
That was several local bands with upcoming shows. First, you heard Abby Barrett with Take It in Stride from her 2016 album, That Shame. Abby Barrett will be playing a show tonight, a New Year's Eve show at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge. After that, you heard Flight of Fire with Rockstar Life from their 2016 album, Path of the Phoenix. Flight of Fire have a great gig. They're going to be playing tonight in Copley Square as part of Boston's First Night festivities. Great gig for them. They deserve it, too. Yes, they do. And then you heard The Grave Dancers with Boogie Woogie Ghoulies from their self-titled album. And The Grave Dancers will be playing Friday night at the C-Note in Hull, Massachusetts. And now it is Serious Guitar time. And I'm going to start with something brand new from Robbie Krieger, who you might remember as the guitarist for The Doors way, way back when. And he just released, he's going to release a new album in 2019, which is coming up, obviously. And this is a new single he just released. It's called Slide Home. His guitar is, like, it's amazing in this beautiful song. So here is Robbie Krieger. Thank you.
destroy yourself, woman. All you do is sit around drinking wine. You worry me, baby. I'm sitting here wondering what in the world.
McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
An especially good message today, since New Year's Eve is tonight, and it's probably one of the biggest drinking nights of the year, I'm guessing. I don't know, but it's a lot going on that night. That's for sure, and you don't want to get on the road after all that drinking. Okay, you just heard Serious Guitar Time. First, brand new Robbie Krieger, Slide Home. What a beautiful guitar in there. And after that, you heard Sean Chambers with Cherry Red Wine from his new album, Welcome to My Blues. Guitarist, singer, and songwriter Chambers grew up on the Gulf Coast of Florida, loved blues and blues rock guitar. He released his debut album in 1998 after 15 years of playing in clubs. That year, he was asked to play with Hubert Sumlin at the Memphis Blues Festival and went on to tour with him. He's also had the opportunity to share stages with and sit in with many of his blues and blues rock heroes, and he tours mostly in Florida. Then you heard Phil Manzanera with Frontier in 91 from his U.S. release of Southern Cross in 1990. It's an instrumental version of the song that was on his 1975 Diamond Head album, on which it was sung by Robert Wyatt. Let me see what I got here. Yes. As you may know, Ray Manzanera was the lead guitarist in Roxy Music from 72 to 83, then starting in 2001. Some pretty good guitar today, huh? Now, as I mentioned after that PSA, tonight being New Year's Eve, and it's usually a heavy partying night for people, and but I thought I'd start celebrating New Year's Eve with this set. Because this will be my last, this is my last show before the new year. So, first tune I've got is from a local band, Aaron Hopp and the Delta Swingers. And it's from their new holiday album, The Christmas Swing. And this is the New Year's Eve standard, Auld Lang Syne.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and auld lang syne? For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and auld lang syne? For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, take a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne.
A 1, 2.
False.
right, that was my nod to the new year, which New Year's Eve being tonight. This is the last day of 2018, and next time I'm talking to you, it'll be 2019. First I had local band Erin Hop and the Delta Swingers from the new holiday album, The Christmas Swing, and the New Year's Standard, Auld Lang Syne, including Erin's kazoo. She uses her kazoo in some songs, yep. And then after that, you heard George Harrison with Ding Dong, Ding Dong from his 1974 album, Dark Horse. Then Girl School with Auld Lang Syne, which I got from the album We Wish You a Merry Christmas and a Headbanging New Year. Girl School is a British all-female metal band, I think the longest-lived female band, and metal is such a male-oriented genre, I guess you could say, but they were very successful, and not as well-known here in the U.S. as in Europe and England and all. So they're from the U.K., and I was fortunate that... And they toured the U.S. in around 1983 or something, and I saw them at the Paradise. It was a great show. So it was Girl School. So I'm just winding down here. It's my, like I say, my last show of this year, and then next week will be my first show of next year. So everyone have a good New Year. Have a, you know, be careful. Have fun, but be careful. Have a good New Year's Eve and a good New Year. And here's his hoping that we all have a great new year. And I hope that we all do in 2019. So, my name is Marion Ferro, and this is Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I will, I hate this, it's such a corny thing to say, I'll see you next year. But I'll see you next week. Later.